Everybody wins. Lesson 8, choice of emotional environment. Now comes the fun part, because the bottom line in choice of emotional environment is that you get to spend time in an imaginary world where everything is on track as you would have it be. Except this time, you are not being an idle daydreamer. You are choosing to use the image-making part of your mind to facilitate creating a desired result. This process can be referred to as visualization or applied imagination. The difference between affirmations as used in this text and visualizations is that affirmations are thoughts you choose to think, and visualization is the process of you using your imagination to develop predetermined attitudes, abilities, and beliefs. If you move to understanding and using visualization as simply the process of guiding your daydreams, it will make it much easier for you to integrate this skill into you taking charge of your creative mind. Where simple daydreams are usually a diversion from reality and not consciously used to develop predetermined attitudes and beliefs, visualization, or what I'm referring to as focused daydreams, are powerful beyond measure. Taking charge of your imagination offers you the opportunity to create new beliefs, practice new traits, develop new skills, and record memory without an actual event taking place. This is possible because your mind cannot tell the difference between an actual experience and one that is vividly imagined. This means you can change your physical abilities, your attitudes, and your beliefs simply by using your imagination. As doctors Pert, Lipton, and Dioge, and other scientists propose, you can even take charge of your body by taking charge of your imagination. Use your imagination to pretend that your choices are integrated and working together. Daydream that you are clear on your focus and that you are following through with what you think you need to do. Imagine that whenever you think about this priority, you are using your written affirmations to support you in thinking what you want to think, and that these thoughts are supporting you in following through. Make this daydream real in your mind. Pretend it over and over, and your mind will begin to believe that all of this is true. If you analyze this, you will see that you have used this process in the past, and because of our conditioning, this process is used for the most part with worry. When someone worries, all they do is imagine or daydream some undesired future outcome. They use no effort. They simply imagine or daydream with a focus that the negative might happen. This repetition of thinking and feeling in terms of the negative being possible makes the end result appear more and more real. After a time, appropriate emotions are automatically generated whenever the event is thought about, and these appropriate emotions are fear, anxiety, discouragement, or tension. All of these are appropriate to the undesirable end result being imagined. Most people daydream or allow their imagination to run based on old programs, old habits of thought. And too many times, these old programs are limiting and negative in nature. If one consistently imagines in the negative emotions created can become the cornerstone of their life. I believe this is what Henry David Thoreau was addressing when he said that most people lead lives of quiet desperation. Now change the focus or possible outcome to something positive, and if one can stay with that positive imagined outcome, they can easily generate good emotions. For choosing to imagine and dwell upon a positive end result will also make these new possibilities seem more and more real. And again, appropriate emotions will be generated, except with a positive outcome. The emotions generated will be enthusiasm and confidence and support the new reality being imagined. Many people, unwittingly, by holding negative attitudes and habitually picturing failure in their imagination, actually set up goals of failure and unhappiness. This is what has been referred to as the saboteur within. It isn't that any part of us wants us to fail. Our minds are success striving in nature. It's just that the success it moves us to is dependent upon our beliefs. And by believing in failure, our success-oriented, creative mind moves to create what is believed, and what we get is failure. As discussed in Lesson 2, all of our actions, feelings, behavior, even our abilities are always consistent with our consciousness or how we perceive ourselves. The effort or struggle in our lives usually takes place when we are trying to do something or have something that is different from our current self-image. It's like the example used about a boat with an autopilot. When the autopilot is set to go north, it is an effort or struggle to take manual control of the steering wheel and turn it west. It's much easier to let the automatic navigation system take us in the direction it is programmed to go. Integrating your choices with visualization allows you to reprogram your focus, actions, thoughts, and feelings so they are consistent with what you want them to be. The effort and struggle is eliminated because you are no longer fighting and struggling with manual control. You are reprogramming your autopilot to take you where you want to go. Some disciplines suggest that to clear undesirable feelings, all we really need to do is feel the experience deeply. I personally think the best way to eliminate unwanted feelings is to program in something else. Feelings come from our perception of what's going on, and we can change our perceptions through choice. For perceptions are nothing more than our programmed beliefs and attitudes about our environment. Dealing with unwanted feelings by choosing to feel them may do nothing more than make them legitimate. Remember, your experience in any situation is just feedback about your current beliefs. Do not let others tell you what you need to do, no matter how convincing they may be. You need to listen to your own counsel. Learning to train your mind so that you stay on track thinking and imagining what you want can be challenging. Our world moves at such a rapid pace. Much of our thinking is done in vague generalities. The moment our minds grasp a general understanding of one idea, we tend to proceed on to the next one so we don't waste time. We hurry to get all the data. Couple this with multitasking, and the demands and distractions from all of our communication devices and platforms, what we may find is that when we attempt to use our imagination to develop specific feelings or mental images about our plan or goal, the habit of moving on tends to keep poking us, making us want to hurry on to the next task. As you move to use visualization on a daily basis, you may go through a time where you are not sure how to do it. That time of confusion is referred to in Lesson 4 as a pass of pain. Remember, that's normal. Just notice what's going on and keep doing the daily action steps. For as Dr. Diage repeatedly stresses in his writings, if you plan to make a new skill permanent, you need steady practice for you to solidify your learning. Remember, each time you imagine an outcome, you actually change the structure and function of your living brain. The following suggestions and examples are meant to assist you in developing your imagination and applying it in the form of visualization. Relax as you listen to this lesson with spaced repetition and practice controlling your daydreams. These general guidelines and your practice will give you the framework for figuring out how this marvelous tool works for you. So approach visualization with positive expectancy. Begin where you are and develop your ability as you move forward. Some texts or training on visualization suggest that you imagine the outcome you want and pay no attention to what needs to happen for it to become a reality. Just imagine it with clarity, and the universe will take care of how it's created. Sometimes that works, and sometimes that approach does not work. But even when it works, it isn't that the outside forces choose to step in. It's your belief, your consciousness, that is always creating your reality. If you have an injury to your left foot, you may be able to really own that it is healing, and all you have to do is empower and support that healing process through using your guided daydreams. In other words, there may be nothing you need to do to heal your foot other than sit and use your imagination to facilitate the healing you desire. But notice, the effective use of your imagination revolves around your attitudes and beliefs about action. Another example can be that you are driving on a logging road. You haven't seen another vehicle for a while, and all of a sudden, the left front tire goes flat. After your initial reaction, you notice you are not worried. You have a spare tire and a jack, and you have even changed a few flat tires in your time. Do you think that all you will need to do is sit there and imagine with real clarity that the tire has already changed? Or do you think you could better support creating the reality you want by doing some physical action? If that's the way it is, daydream the process you believe in. Notice the daydreams that will most support you revolve around your belief about action. If you believe you need to change the tire, then imagine how all the aspects of changing the tire will come together easily. Just as your affirmations will be most effective when they are words and thoughts that create the mental environment that makes sense to you, for visualization to be most effective, you have to learn how to use your imagination so it makes sense to you, and that involves integrating your choices. Trying to imagine something with the clarity of focus, Dr. Diage says, needs to be present. Without paying attention to what you believe needs to be done doesn't work for most people. There are too many yeah buts. Instead of being focused on the successful accomplishment of the outcome, the mind is easily drawn into, yeah, but what about this? And yeah, but what about that? And we lose our focus. The easiest way for you to master your imagination is to integrate it with your plan of action. The beauty of understanding how choice works for you and integrating your choices so they work together is that you can use the tools of choice to support you in using the tools of choice. Once you have written goals, plans, and affirmations, all you need to do to use visualization is to follow the roadmap you already have. If you have written out your plan of action, you will notice that it is probably a detailed list of actions and solutions to the problems that will be encountered in getting what you want. The easiest way to use visualization is to simply imagine, with as much detail as you can, following through with these actions and solutions. If one of the solutions is to make a phone call, imagine yourself making the call. Not only that, imagine the conversation going the way you want it to. Know the specific goal you are going to be heading for, what actions you need to take, and what thoughts, attitudes, and beliefs you want to develop. Set aside a specific period of time each day where you can be alone and undisturbed. You may find it helpful to allocate a specific period of time, say 10 minutes, and stay within that time frame. This will assist you in eliminating the probability or possibility of quitting if you get confused or run into a pass of pain. All you have to do is stick with it for 10 minutes. Get as involved as possible, imagining the action and the outcome you desire. Role play the process of creation you believe in. As you imagine taking the action, repeat the positive affirmations you have written. If you imagine in pictures, see it. If you feel your daydreams, then pretend the feeling. The most significant factor in using visualization is to be able to imagine the unfolding of this project the way you want it, so vividly that these guided daydreams start to generate feelings. There are two different schools of thought on how to visualize. One suggests that you should be inside yourself and imagine taking the action and hearing the affirmations and seeing the results you want as if you were observing all of that from inside your own body. In other words, you are actually part of the results you wish to obtain. The other school of thought suggests that you view the results as if you were watching a movie or a play, and you become the writer, director, and star, the total creator of this play or movie. I suggest you experiment and have fun. Become a dreamer again. And find a method that allows you to experience the thing being imagined. Imagine the experience in as much detail as possible. You will be using visualization on the same goal or objective over and over. Don't be concerned about whether or not you have enough detail in your first few sittings with that specific goal. Each time you visualize that specific result, make it real for you, and if you can, bring in more and more detail. Again, don't worry about whether or not the detail is how it will really be or how it should be. Imagine the detail you want based on your values and your priorities. Don't push or fight what is going on because of the way you should be doing it. That will just make it more difficult. If your mind begins to wander, notice that and then get back on track. Don't get out your metaphysical hammer and start beating yourself up. Have fun. Remember, taking charge of your creative mind can be challenging. It may sometimes appear as if your mind has a mind of its own. So relax. Enjoy the dance. Hold an image of yourself long enough and steady enough in your mind's eye, and you will be drawn towards it. Imagine yourself vividly as defeated, and that alone will make victory impossible. Imagine yourself vividly as winning, and that alone will contribute immeasurably to your success. Great living starts with an idea held in your imagination of what you would like to be, what you would like to do, and what you would like to have. Imagine and feel yourself acting and reacting appropriately and successfully in the areas where you want to succeed. It does not matter what you did or how you acted yesterday. You do not need to have faith that you will act in the ideal way tomorrow. Your nervous system will take care of that in time if you continue to practice and imagine yourself acting, feeling, and being as you want to be. Do not say, "I'm going to act that way tomorrow." Just say, "For a period of time, I'm going to imagine myself acting that way now." When we have integrated our goals and actions with thoughts and feelings that support us doing what we think needs to be done, we get pulled to the goal, and all we need to do is keep using choice. After a while, because we have proved the power and benefits of using choice, it becomes natural for us to continue to integrate even more of our choices. And what we find is that through the choices we make, our life becomes something that we are consciously creating. That's what will allow you to begin to believe that your life can be a joyous adventure. You can put the finishing touches on using your imagination with thanksgiving. That's because, as a general rule, we do not feel thankful unless the item we are thankful about is true. It's got to be a done deal. Therefore, thanksgiving becomes another tool we can use to program our beliefs. And notice I'm addressing you feeling thankful. Spend time imagining your goal and goal-directed action are right on track. Hear yourself verbalizing your written affirmations, supporting you in your follow-through, and how all of your choices are leading you to have the outcome you desire. Make this guided daydream real in your mind, and when you get it as good as you can, go feel thankful that it's true. Spend a minute or so feeling thankful for the reality you are creating. It may seem awkward at first, making up that you are thankful, and you will be amazed at the difference this minute makes. Your creative mind can be likened to a combination or blending of your personal will and your imagination. By integrating your focus, actions, and thoughts, you are controlling your personal will. By bringing in and controlling your guided daydreams, you have brought together and integrated your personal will with your imagination. When you do that, you have effectively taken control of your creative mind. Action steps. This week, spend 10 minutes each day visualizing the results you wish to obtain on one of the goals where you have a written plan of action and written affirmations. Imagine in your mind that you are doing the action needed to accomplish what you want. Hear the affirmations you have written and pretend they are true. Imagine your goals and plans are right on track and that you are excited about how this project is going to turn out. Don't be concerned if what you imagine is true now. Just spend 10 minutes pretending, imagining that it is true, and when you get it as real as you can, feel thankful that what you imagine is the way it is.